this meeting to order. This Design Review Board meeting on July 19th.
We have a roll call. Chair Dave Gunter. Vice Chair David Hambleton. Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Okay, approval of the minutes of the last meeting. They moved and seconded. If we approve the minutes, and they are approved.
Our only item on the agenda this evening is excuse me, Madam Chair. I'm not picking you up really good on the recording. Could you maybe bring the microphone?
Okay. I will. At any rate, we're going to review the monument sign application at this point in time. If you would like to, please.
Thank you, Chair. This evening, our only item on the agenda is the Point Condominium Association, their new residential monument identification sign. So within your packet, you have several items, including photos of the proposed entry stone, along with a conceptual landscape plan and pictures of existing photos of the site. So the DRB's scope is to review and approve permanent monument signs along with the landscaping that's proposed surrounding them. And the design guidelines are contained within the code in 1734 and 17.26. So here's a photo of the existing wall sign. This identifies the Point Condominium. It's a concrete wall. It does have a trellis above on top. The proposal is to remove this wall sign. Residential monument signs can either be located on a wall or freestanding. So the original one that was installed on the wall. It's aged. The HOA plans to update their look. And in that process, I'll go ahead and go over the design in just a moment, but they do plan to remove this, install a landscape bed around the front, and relocate the existing irrigation meters that are located there. The plat was developed in 1986. And here's a proposal. This is what was submitted. And we have two representatives here this evening. We have Mary Jo. She's the woman sitting there on the right. She's here to answer any questions. She's one of the HOA board members. And along with that, we have Christy. And Christy, I am not very good at pronouncing your last name. Zeffenbergen, and she is here also as a representative, and she's been a consultant on the landscape plan and the identification sign to answer any questions. So here's the existing wall. They are proposing to cut out the existing sod here, install one-man rocks, and form a border for a landscape bed, and to sink the existing stone that you see. It's a piece of rock that's been sliced, and that's why it has the jagged edges, 6 inches thick, 44 inches by 55. They are proposing to sink it 2 to 3 feet in a concrete base, so it will be stable. And so it'll leave the upper portion visible and allow for shrubbery and landscaping underneath. So their proposal is to provide a natural type appearance. And they plan to mimic it on the other side also at the entry. So if you look over here, they plan to do the same on the other side. There's an existing wall that looks the same. And I'll show another photo of it in just a moment. Here's the rock that they are proposing to use. As you can see, it's engraved and painted? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's been engraved and painted. And so as you can see, the bottom half of the sign is blank to allow sinking into a concrete base. And they are proposing to have it lit up at night and use in the existing LED lighting. So you can see the thickness of the stone here.
Is that the 6 inches?
Yes, it is. Okay. That was my understanding from the applicant. Is it approximately 6 inches? At least, okay.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah.
It's natural rock, so, yeah. And it's a slab of natural rock, so it's...
Pennsylvania bluestone.
The proposed sign actually is below our minimal requirements. It can be up to 64 square feet, and it's approximately 18.3. So it is definitely within the threshold requirements of the code. And the height also, it's approximately 3.6 feet tall, and it only is required to be 7 at the most. And it is going to be lit. And it is also going to be set back more than 4 feet from the right-of-way. And the sign color is natural looking. It will go with the colors of the homes. The home behind it currently is a lighter color, but it will match with that. And then the landscaping proposed. They do plan to use some of the existing landscaping. So I'm going to go back here. They do plan to use existing landscaping and then enhance it with additional shrubs and seasonal annuals. So, as proposed, the application does meet city code and the requirements. I understand it's not quite as detailed as we normally see, but based on my discussion from the HOA representatives, they were trying to save costs and do the site plans and the information in-house, likely until they get to the building permit phase. And at that point in time, they will have to have a structural plan to be submitted for their building permit, which would be the next step. And with that, that concludes staff's recommendation, which is approval of the proposed monument sign. And I would open it up for discussion for the board and the applicant to respond to any questions that you may have.
Okay. Thank you both for coming and look forward to talking. Just to start things off, I do have a question, and that's on these the water that... Pictures show, and it's very apparent when you're there that you've got there's a couple of water mains out there that kind of extend past the I'm going to call it a pier, the two sections that jut out right next to the road on either side. So you've got a lot of stuff that's going to move, and my assumption is that that 2-foot wall is going to start right next to that pier.
So when you're saying pier, are you talking about the square?
When you're looking, the squares that were
the
visible.
Squares that come out, right. It's going to go to the interior of that.
That's
so
right.
Those are going to be, they will be unencumbered when you look at them by rockery, but the rockery starts right at that corner.
Right.
Is this the corner you're referring to right here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And then what will happen with those two water meters that
those
are right
water,
there?
Those water meters, what I've been told by the landscaper is he can cut his rocks and there will still be full access to those water meters. He doesn't plan to move those. He plans to cut his rocks so that they may be in a bit of a well, but they're totally accessible. So he's going to keep those all free of disruption.
Hmm.
The only thing he's going to be moving is the private ownership of the sprinkler system.
Which is the other four.
There's a lot of that there.
The other four items there.
All of that to... location a little bit more discreet than where it is.
Okay. Then when you get around to the other side, just a quick question. Okay, you've drawn a proposed rocket.
I did.
Those
yes.
Shrubberies that you have on either side, those long bank, they will stay.
Yeah. These.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. I thought you brought up a good point about the meter box. I think Silver Lake Water and Sewer District is going to have a concern with those being in a well. They also have a limitation on how close you can place anything behind a fire hydrant. Okay, I think you might be encroaching that. I haven't gone out there, but...
Far away, I can't tell you exactly, but I would certainly, before we put anything there, we will make sure that it's in.
I think the way that this is submitted with the site plan, I don't think there is enough information for us to provide approval tonight. I think we need a site plan that's drawn to scale, includes dimensions, shows us the relative location of everything else around it, including the sidewalk, and your street poles, everything. I don't think there's enough information for us to see what's really happening here.
I have a question. On one of the pieces of information that was submitted to us,
It says proposed sign.
Is that incorrect?
I think that is her legend on the side.
That's her legend on the side.
So the letter A is actually right underneath where the point is in the ground. So it's away from the meters and on the side.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a very valid question.
I noticed that when I saw it on there, and I said, oh, that's not very clear.
So the actual sign is proposed to be located. That fairly accurate?
Right, exactly.
Right.
That was the legend. That's exactly what that is.
My other question was about the lamp pole, which you were asking about. Is it 4 or 5 feet away from where the edge of that curved line is going to go?
The lamp pole?
Well, it looks like a light pole.
It is a light pole.
It's further.
Further than 6 feet?
It's a pretty good distance there, and you're right. It is hard to see, but it's a pretty good distance from the light pole. It's difficult to see.
Yes, spatially with the photo, it's...
Yes.
I mean, that's not a lot easier to see.
It is.
But I would look at this, and I was like, okay, I can't
make
much sense out of it.
It's quite a distance. Where we're bringing that out to the red line right now, it looks farther. It looks like it's on this side of the lamp, but it's not. We're not increasing the size of the bed that much. What the intention is to do is to sort of visually level out from those existing bushes that we think need to stay there, and to sort of level off the land so that the wall, so that we're level with the wall and then start the landscaping on more of a level plane.
So, if I'm understanding correctly, are you then going to reduce the amount of soil on the left-hand side of that wall? Closer, so right where she has her arrow, are you now going to lower that a little bit?
What did you mean
by?
We would backfill on this side.
Okay, so you're actually going to bring it up higher.
On the back side.
Okay. So that's why the rock wall, and is it going to be one or two stones high? Okay. So that's how now I can visualize that a little better.
But it'll taper, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So it'll actually bring your sign out further. I see where you're going with it. I think it'll be a better presence for the...
If this is helping, I don't know, but you can get an idea. So they're going to...
Yes, I got
build it up and then have the meters recessed. Mm-hmm. And then that way they can level this out because the grade change does slope down towards the sidewalk.
Right, yeah, that makes
sense. And that way the sign sits up in its level.
I can see why you would want to do
that.
That makes sense.
It does. It makes it easier.
And the meters are a problem, but I'm told we can cut around those. We can cut the rocks. What we would do is, you know, the tough part is making it visually look as though it was intentional, because we're not moving that wall, so we wanted to bring the rockery has to come into a natural spot, which is just at the corner of the, you know, that post. But
on the wall, there's kind of
there is.
That's what you're calling post?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what we want to do is dead end into the right spot so that it looks like it was intended from all time. We're far away from we're far enough from the fire hydrant, and we know that. We are going to be working right around the water meter and the other utilities, one other utility there. But we are going to do it in such a way that we don't impact those. That's the intention.
Okay, so the wall is stained. Is that a stucco wall? Looks like it.
Yeah, it's a concrete wall with a stucco finish.
You're gonna
on it.
You're going to basically lean that rock slab up against it?
No. If you go back to the picture where the overhead is.
Plan view. Are you referring to this?
Yep.
I don't know if I have it. I don't think I have it.
But you did. It was a side
it looks like this.
One more.
That one. That one.
Proposed sign, see, proposed new sign right there.
Near it'll be out further into the bed.
Yeah. So that, and most landscaping behind.
So you're somehow getting rid of the existing sign that's there?
It's being removed. It's adhered to the wall.
It'll currently pop off. Falling apart. It's adhered to the wall, but it's currently
rotting.
Yeah.
It's rotting.
Okay. Well, I can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
It makes a lot more sense now.
They're building a two-tiered retaining wall,
right.
Leveling the ground, pulling off the wall
right.
Sign, sinking the rock into a concrete base in front of the wall, and then having the landscaping between the proposed retaining wall and the new rock re-sign.
What I think it'll do for you is it'll give you identification before people are actually turning into your area.
Mm-hmm.
The sign is going to be a lot more visible. It's going to be a lot more, it'll have a lot more impact.
I like the texture that you've taken the picture here. I like the blue and gray.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The sign's really nice. And our biggest challenge is the utilities. And our landscaper says he will work around that. We'll do whatever we can not to impact that. I am certain we're far enough away from the fire.
Is there an electrical box there too?
There's an electrical box and there's water meter.
What's the electrical box for?
I'm guessing
municipality or is it belongs to the HOA?
No, it's PV.
Okay.
It's
But that would be within the rockery area.
It will be in there, but we will work. We'll either have to work over to that side, or we will make sure that it blends into the rockery in such a way that it's totally not impacted. I mean, we don't want to mess with that.
You can't really.
We're not
over it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely
yeah.
not. No.
Yeah. And so, whoever owns that box is going to have requirements for it
for access around it, not just right up next to it. So
right.
That'll just be something we need to check with.
What's on the back side of that existing wall?
Landscaping.
Are you turning that existing wall into a retaining wall? In other words, changing the
loading conditions on it?
No.
Okay, so the backfill will not extend to the existing wall.
It will be to the existing wall, but it's about this much soil.
That will be tapering on the way.
Just so that plants can be planted. It really is literally about this much soil.
It's about the size of 2 one-man rocks.
It
is.
You're
telling us.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the other reason to do that is to be able to plant anything in that dirt there.
Yeah.
Because you can't plant in what's there now.
I understand what you're saying, but you are changing the living conditions on that wall.
If it doesn't have anything on the back side of it, there's nothing balancing that load.
That wall's about this thick.
Yeah,
I mean it is a solid concrete wall.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen the thickness of it.
Right. Oh, it's thick.
Yeah,
it's something that should be verified by somebody.
That's something that we could have reviewed by our building official if you want to add that in there.
Okay.
Have it looked at. And same with, we can also route clearance and verify clearance with the hydrant, with fire department, yeah, et cetera.
That sounds like a reasonable mm-hmm. Request.
That way they maintain safety access
right.
to the utilities.
And
then, so just be aware, for some reason, if you have to come back or modify your design to, or move your rockery, that may be required.
So you have a building person that can come and look at that for us?
No, you submit your plan.
Right, okay.
And then your plan is reviewed by the building official. So you'll have to have someone prepare your building permit application,
okay.
just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
More formal plans than what we have?
Yes, most definitely.
How formal?
We can discuss that after
okay.
the meeting.
Great.
Okay, there's separate requirements for that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the concept. I think, you know, the issues that we've identified are ones that you can verify. It seems to fit with the area, and the stone is really nice.
I like the concept too. My school there recommended we do not approve tonight until we get a site plan and we understand exactly what's happening. There's going to be things that come out. Once you have a design, you have it all down on paper with everything around it, there's going to be things you didn't realize, and that will come out in a good design.
Does the board want to have further discussion on it?
Yes. I'd like okay. to ask what happens if we don't approve tonight.
If you don't approve, just make sure your motion includes specific requirements back to the applicant. Obviously, to prepare a more detailed plan with dimensions of the rockery, the depth of fill, spacing between the utilities and sidewalk dimensions, and have those come back submitted to you. And if you choose the planting plan also, those are options. And cite your code section. Yes. It would be September, so that may be a push for the HOA, unless you want to hold a special meeting in August. So that is an option for the board.
That is kind of a hard one. If the motion is to delay approval.
Yeah, I guess I would like to say, I go ahead and add like formal comments for the for some of the findings. There's not enough information to determine if the sign is consistent with the design criteria for 17.34.030A. Submit the sign plans in accordance with 17.34.030B3. which lists a site plan drawn to scale showing the surrounding buildings, adjacent streets, sidewalks. Point C mentions drawings must be to scale or contain dimensions indicating size of sign and length and height of appropriate building surface. Include dimensions and area, a colored illustration of proposed sign materials and color samples. So it's a point three that everything needs to be submitted in accordance with. And I would suggest including clearances, being able to have the site plan to scale so we can see clearances to utilities.
Would you accept site plan, but no materials? It's one rock. It's rock and dirt.
You have examples of rock and dirt.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the pictures for the samples, the picture that you submitted, I think for the samples,
those are enough.
That meets my needs for a sample.
Right. Okay. So what you're looking for is dimensions. You know, we can draw that. We can certainly do that with existing and proposed lines that are exact, and then thinking. The utility issue would be drawn in, that with those, and the building person, we don't get him to come
ahead of, no.
No, no, he's after design review board, and we can give you the setbacks for the utilities. If you if, have you already contacted them? Have they been out?
We haven't.
Okay.
Only to do the digging lines where everything was when we removed some things that we had to remove.
Okay.
I don't like to have to delay you, but one of the advantages that I think you have if we do delay you is that you'll have a better planting time in the third and fourth week of September. We'll
oh, we absolutely
better.
Wouldn't plant.
Okay, so we're not really going to be creating a huge problem for you. I mean, I think your basic sign design is good. There is a lack of information here.
You certainly can, or refer to the staff report.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Try to repeat that.
Okay. Sherry, did you get my note about which codes? Okay. All right. Okay. On which code references to cite.
That'd be helpful. Thank you.
So I was going to suggest that we make a motion.
I'll second it. Can we have the participants?
Absolutely.
You talked about a special meeting. Would you be willing to look at it before September 19th area? Would you be willing to look at it before then?
I'm not opposed to an August meeting. I am out of town starting on the 17th. If we could have it in the second week of August, if that gives you enough time, if that...
I'm
gone, I believe, from the 3rd to the 6th or something like that of August.
So the second
okay.
week would work for you?
So yeah. Any time between the 12th and the 16th?
Yeah.
Might
yeah.
work?
Yeah.
Okay, anywhere between the 12th and the 16th. So we could send out an informal poll.
So we have a calendar. What's the Thursday?
Yeah.
15th.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
That's the third Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah. Because the Thursday is the first.
Okay.
So
then that
week.
Works.
We normally
that
have.
Works.
The 15th. Of
yes.
Okay.
The 15th.
And it's okay if these are not blueprints. These can be drawn to scale.
Yes.
Yep.
On paper.
On paper. Got it.
Yep.
It works really well to get the graph
17.
Paper.
I can do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on that note, I would put the, well, in the picture I saw, the streetlight pole.
Right. Yeah.
And
of
the water hydrant.
Plus everything.
The sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidewalk, fire hydrant.
Right. Is there any, am I going to have to find somebody to do the load calculation on the wall so that?
That part can be left up to the building department. That's just something as an engineer, I would check that.
So if on your plan, your DRB plan, if you can include the height and the width of the wall,
yes.
That would be helpful. That way we'll carry the approved plan over to the building permit application is what we do, and then he'll have that information to review.
The other thing you might do is measure from where you think the soil is going to start to increase to where the soil ends, like at the corner of the wall, and then how far out, kind of give some dimensions. You could figure out an area, and you could calculate some weight fairly reasonably easy.
There's a formula online.
I happen to know what that wall is behind the stucco. Is that hollow? I mean, I can't imagine they pour a 3-foot-thick concrete wall. That's really expensive for not much reason. Really?
It was done
it
back
was
in
the first
86.
Thing built in Mill Creek. I think the point
that's,
was
unnecessarily stout. I've done digesters less concrete.
We did, the electrician drilled through it at one point.
Drilled through.
Yeah.
Special drill.
All the way, and so
all
it was solid.
Through.
Wow. Okay.
See, that's what I expected given the age.
Right.
quantity of soil you're putting in there.
I live with a mechanical engineer, so I kind of get all this stuff. I think you're going to be fine, but the information will be useful.
I'm sure it's a solid wall. It was built in the early 70s.
Okay.
It was 86. 86. Yeah. 86. Their typical review process is about 4 weeks. That's the long time. For something small, it's generally 2 weeks approximately. Yeah. We just tell people 4 weeks in case someone's on vacation. That's our, like, long end. But in reality, it's about 2 weeks. So you can factor that in. Yeah. That would be a very good time frame to anticipate. And it should hopefully work well with weather. It should cool down a bit and not be so bad out there for you folks.
And any of the residents have asked, we can say,
you say inmates?
We're not in Seattle. Because in Seattle, it's a couple years. Okay.
Hey, are we ready?
All right.
Long period of
time. I think we have a plan.
Okay.
And so we'll go ahead, and that means you do need your submittal in by the end of July. So that way we can do some revisions to our staff report and get a packet out to the design review board, because there's two other members, and they will likely attend, and they aren't here this evening. And so that we'll count on the 15th, and we'll send out a tentative date to everybody.
Okay. So there's really no need for a vote?
Well, you have to take your motion, yes.
Okay, all right.
And if you can set the date, that would be great.
Motion has been approved.
All right. Thank you, Design Review Board, and we'll see you on August 15th.